Marine pollution regulations take shape. The International Maritime Organization's, IMO, Subcommittee on Pollution Prevention and Response held its 13th session in London from February 9 to 13, 2026. The meeting marked an important milestone in the development of a legally binding framework on biofouling management, aimed at preventing the spread of invasive aquatic species. The subcommittee agreed on fundamental elements that will guide this work, including the recommendation for the framework to take the form of a standalone instrument and the finalization of terms of reference for this output. These decisions were made with the aim of addressing the growing concern of biofouling and its impact on ship operations and marine ecosystems. The IMO's efforts to develop a strategy and action plan on marine plastic litter from ships are also gaining momentum. The subcommittee agreed to adopt the draft 2026 strategy and action plan, which updates and supersedes previous strategies adopted in 2021 and 2025. The revised strategy reaffirms the IMO's commitment to reducing marine plastic litter from all ships, including fishing vessels, with a goal of achieving zero plastic waste discharges to sea by 2030. The subcommittee also discussed the development of a new code on the transport of plastic pellets, which could introduce mandatory measures to reduce environmental risks associated with their transportation. The recommendation is for the Marine Environment Protection Committee, MEPC, to consider developing and making this code mandatory under MARPOL Annex 3 and/or SALAS. The importance of promoting fishing gear marking systems was also highlighted by the subcommittee's approval of a draft MEPC circular. This initiative aims to encourage the implementation of these systems, which can help prevent the spread of invasive aquatic species and promote sustainable fishing practices. The subcommittee agreed on draft amendments to the NOx Technical Code in relation to non-carbon-containing fuels, with a view to approval at MEPC 84 and subsequent adoption. These amendments update methods for testing ship engines for air pollution to reflect the use of low or zero-carbon fuels such as hydrogen and ammonia. The subcommittee also agreed on new unified interpretations, UIs, of Regulations 13.2.3 and Regulation 16.9 of MARPOL Annex 6, which will help improve compliance with regulations related to NOx emissions and shipboard incineration of wastes. Discussions on black carbon emissions and polar fuels continued, with the subcommittee inviting member states and international organizations to submit updated or new proposals for consideration in PPR 14 next year. This initiative aims to address the growing concern of black carbon emissions from international shipping and reduce their impact on the Arctic. The subcommittee's ongoing work on exhaust gas cleaning systems, scrubbers, included discussions around allowing coastal states to request associated protective measures, APMs, to restrict EGCS discharge water in particularly sensitive sea areas, PSSAs. This initiative aims to improve the management of discharges from these systems and reduce their impact on marine ecosystems. The subcommittee agreed in principle to draft amendments to MARPOL Annex 4, which regulate the discharge of sewage ships. These amendments aim to improve the lifetime performance of sewage treatment plants and provide guidance for developing sewage management plans. Finally, the subcommittee agreed to adopt draft amendments to MARPOL Annex I on disposing oily bilge water, which introduce regulations allowing for the disposal of oily bilge water through forced evaporation on ships fitted with integrated bilge water treatment systems. This initiative aims to improve compliance with regulations related to oily waste management and reduce marine pollution. Overall, the IMO's efforts to develop these regulations demonstrate a commitment to reducing marine pollution and promoting sustainable shipping practices. As these initiatives move forward, it is essential for the industry to work together to ensure their effective implementation and minimize their impact on marine ecosystems.